Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Heidi, who says, can you reinforce for me the difference between warm and cool greens? I know olive is warm, but it's those greens that are somewhat sage and those that are mint that confuse me. So I've just picked up a couple of swatches to give you a visual representation because it's hard to explain. And this is the thing, this is where what we need to have is a tool like a color swatch to help you see the difference. Because on their own, I could look at the green on the top and think, that looks like a really cool green. But as soon as I bring up the cool greens, suddenly I can see the warmth in them. And that's, you know, suddenly these look quite blue and you go, that does not look anywhere near as cool as the one on the end here, which is a cooler version. And it's really interesting that when I put the blues up, these look greener, but as soon as I have them next to warm greens, they look much bluer. So you can see what a difference this is. And this is where having your color swatch, it's such a great tool to help you identify the right undertone that you are looking for when you are searching out clothes, because you can have that and you can see it. And one of the things I give my clients in a consultation is just a little mini swatch card of their opposite. So, you know, if this was, say, your palette, I'd give you this version, but just a mini, like a business card size one. So you've got something as the opposite so that you can identify if it looks more like this one or more like this one. And that's really what you're looking for. But this is why having a swatch makes it so much easier, and also knowing what the opposite is, because color is a bit like perfect pitch. If you haven't got perfect pitch, it's very hard when you're just looking at a color without any context to know what its undertone is, particularly if it's something like green, which does moon from, you know, cooler version to warmer version. And you might not know where one kind of stops and the next one starts. But if you have these as a tool, this is really going to help you. Now, I've also grabbed a more muted version, because sometimes when things become more muted, it becomes less obvious which is warmer and which is cooler. So here I've got warmer and cooler again, and you can see that, you know, that yes, this one here is really quite warm. But when you look at these ones, if you are looking at them without the context of the cool swatch, you can see, you can go, yeah, that obviously is warm. I can see the yellow on it, but I'm not seeing the yellow in these in the same way until I put it next to this. And suddenly you see that they are more yellowed. So this is where using your swatch, making sure that you're looking for it and going, does it look like it fits in or does it look different? That really makes, you know, it so much easier when you are trying to identify colors. So really, a warm green has some yellow in it. So if you see any yellow, kind of an overtone of yellow, sometimes fabrics will shine a little bit yellow. You go, okay, it's probably a warmer green, versus a cool green has more blue in it. And that really doesn't matter. It's a lighter version or a darker version. You can see, you know, that you can see that extra bit of yellow in those, you know, warmer versus the cooler when I put them next to each other. And that is why you need to have a color swatch. That's why having a color consultation is so useful. And this is why this is such a brilliant tool that you should take shopping every time you go shopping, because it's really going to help you. And over time, you learn to identify these more and more, but it's a great tool. And some people have better color vision than other people. It's a bit like, you know, how somebody can sing in tune and somebody else can't. All those sorts of things. Some people can taste things other people can't. So this is a learned skill, but there's also some natural ability as well that can come in handy too if you don't have it, because there is a percentage of the population who are color deficit and they just can't see color. They don't have the same number of, you know, cones and rods in their eyes that actually help someone see color in the way that someone who has much clearer or much better visual acuity. So we go. Next question comes from Susan, who says, I'd love to know how to stay stylish and warm in a cold office. I feel my style is ruined as everything nice I wear leaves me cold and I always have to wear a big cardigan. My other issue is that I'm slim but often get bloated, so what looks good in the morning has me wanting to cover up by evening. Any hacks for this other than more cardigans? Well, cardigans are great, but how about jackets? Also think about underlayers. So if you are a cold person, and I know as a cold person, I have had to learn to deal with this all the time. So the first thing I'll do is I will put an underlayer on, some sort of vest, camisole sort of layer that goes underneath my clothes. And this is right next to my skin and it helps to kind of add a layer of warmth. Then I might add another fine layer, a long-sleeved layer in like places like Uniqlo, like, but some sort of long elastane sort of knit top. And that's adding another layer. But like Uniqlo do a thing called Heat Tech, which is kind of like a Spencer layer, but it just looks like a long sleeve elastane knit top. Very comfortable to wear. Then I will add some layers, and they'll be fine layers of wool. Things like, you know, so I'll add a fine layer of merino wool, so nothing too scratchy. Then, you know, or I might, you know, you could put on a blouse or something like that over the top of those under kind of underwear layers almost. This is going to start help you feel better and warmer. And then you can add a jacket. You can add you can add a cardigan, of course, but cardigans, you know, that's it. You don't want to just be wearing cardigans, but think about jackets. There are a lot of jackets these days that aren't necessarily suit jackets that you could look into, that it can be very comfortable. Like, I mean, this denim jacket has so much stretch in it. It's super comfy to wear, and it's actually really quite warm. So when you're adding it over those other layers, and then I'll often say under something like this in winter, if it's a cold day, I'll put on a cashmere, you know, jumper or sweater underneath it. So I will have layered up, and it means if I start to get too hot, I can peel some layers off. But if I am cold, I've got lots of layers on. So I really find it's that layering is how you'll actually end up feeling warmer, rather than just putting one big bulky cardigan over the top. It's putting those layers on and starting right at that base, that underwear layers, rather than just expecting to put on a shirt and then I'm too cold. So I would say that could help. Now, with bloating, sometimes one of the things to think about is what is the reason for it? Because, you know, sometimes it can be simple as, you know, just having intolerance to something like milk or something. And if you have a cup of coffee and you have a milk in it, and then suddenly you get bloated or whatever. So part of it can be working out what is causing that bloat. So that might be something to look into. But as far as dressing, this is where stretchy things really make a big difference. Or having things that have some looseness that you can blouse out, things that are stretchy and things that end up being comfortable rather than uncomfortable. And this is what's so great is these days, so many pants and things have huge amounts of elastane in them. It's like this jacket, it's got lots of stretch in it. So look for those things that have that extra stretch. That can help you feel and look better with that bloat, and that it doesn't get binding and constrictive. So something that has no stretch in it will become much more uncomfortable than something that does have that. And this is where sometimes even things like dresses can be much more flattering and comfortable because you don't have the waistband. So the more you have a waistband, the more that can be uncomfortable with bloat. So it is looking for garments like going, well, I'll wear dresses rather than wearing, bottoms and tops where you have to have a waistband, and then that can be binding constrictive around your stomach and get really uncomfortable if you get bloated. Hopefully something there helps. Next question comes from Anne, who says, I don't know how to put things on that are actually flattering. I need clothes that are comfortable and practical as I live on a farm, but when I do go out, I want to look more stylish. When I see pictures of myself, I can't believe I went out looking like that. So this sounds to me and like you have not got a style education, and that's completely normal. This is the education we never got at school. This is something we were not taught. And so therefore you are struggling. And, you know, it's easy enough to put on your old, you know, like old jeans and t-shirts and that sort of stuff when you're working and living on a farm and you just have to have very practical clothes. But when you do go out and you are needing to wear something nicer, this is where having two or three different sorts of outfits for different weather that you know look good can really help and give you some confidence as well. And this is what I provide in my programs and with my consultations, is identifying what are the colours, the cuts and styles of clothes that work for people. So everybody's got a unique body, and working out what cuts and styles work for you is really important. And then understanding too that how you want to express that style, because your personality comes into that. So we've got those kind of figure flattery, those sort of shape things. And often when we're looking back at a photo, it's about figure flattery where we go, "How I didn't realise I looked like that." And this is why taking outfit photos. So when you are in your wardrobe and thinking, "Will I wear this?" rather than wait till the last minute when you're about to leave and you don't have any choice, do a little bit of research at another time when you've got the time and space to do this, and go into your wardrobe and put on different things that might be outfits for events or, you know, just outings that you might go to, and then take photos of them, because it's better you take the photo and you can see how did it really look versus, you know, getting that unexpected photo afterwards and thinking, "Oh, I can't believe I went out in this." And then looking at it, and this is where that style education really helps, because what it does is it helps you to be able to identify where you're going wrong and how you can improve these things. And that's one of the great things about the Facebook groups that go with my programs, is that we have an incredible community of people and women who have got style education, plus the stylists that I've trained who are on there as well, who are giving you feedback on how to improve your style and how to actually make an outfit work better. And this is where it's invaluable, because often we need that objective set of eyes that can help us figure out what it is that's wrong, versus we often look at a photo of ourselves and we're just down on ourselves and thinking, "Well, I'm just terrible," rather than there's something with the outfit that could be tweaked. Now, of course, there is a lot that goes into style, which is why I've been writing my blog for so many years, and I've written 2,500 odd blog posts about finding your style and all the different aspects that go into finding your style, because it is something, it's a much bigger thing than most people realize, because we think, "I've been getting dressed all my life, I should know how to do this," when in fact it's not actually just about putting on clothes, it's understanding there's a whole science as well as an art behind style, and actually developing that eye, what is the aesthetic, how to, you know, understanding how different lines look, the illusion, scale, all those sorts of things really come into it. And if you've never been taught any of this stuff, there's no reason you should know, and there's no reason you should be getting dressed well. You've just been taught to how to put on a pair of pants and a t-shirt. You haven't been taught how to choose those things, so when you're in a store, what to choose, how to, like, you know, make the right decisions about what goes into your wardrobe, because it's at that point, rather than, you know, we've got the things in our wardrobe, how do I make outfits out of them? We need to know how to do both those things. You were never taught that. And that is why I created my 7 Steps to Style program. So if that is something you want to learn, please do join me there. You'll get lots of information that will help you start developing your style and understanding why the outfits you have tried don't work, and what you can do and how you can create outfits that will work for you. And in the long run, it's got to save you a lot of time, energy, money, and heartache. And also give you so much more confidence when you do go out, because you know you'll be looking good and looking like the best version of you. So thank you so much for your questions, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.